朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
感谢主，每一次在主的同在中，我们心里面都很喜乐。
Every time we worship in God's presence, our hearts rejoice.
我常常跟同工写 email 的时候，碰到假期或是碰到什么事情，我常常会说，希望你有一个 joyful and fruitful 什么什么哈。
Every time when I write email to coworkers, if it's a holiday season, I always wish that they have a joyful something.
他又不翻译中文，其实你要有一个很喜乐、很丰收的假期或者什么。那以后我讲中文你就翻英文，我讲英文你就翻中文。那我们上个礼拜真的是有一个非常 joyful and fruitful week.
Last week we had a very 喜乐的
喜乐而且丰收的一个礼拜啊。你看我们从礼拜天大扫除，我想保守估计至少来了150个大大小小的人在全教会各地在那里大扫除。
Starting from last Sunday, we had a church-wide cleaning day. We had about 150 brothers and sisters staying to clean up the church.
而且很多人都留到天黑六点以后，几个小时在这里为神家，真的是很感动。
Many people stay until sundown after 6 p.m. It was so moving to see.
不光 joyful, 真的 fruitful, 好多地方都干净了。
不但只是喜乐，而且非常的丰盛。
好了，不要为难你了。那然后感恩节那天晚上，你看我们来了这么多人，然后有这么好的见证啊！
跟
各个小组的。
On Thanksgiving night, we had so many brothers and sisters participating, and there were wonderful testimonies.
真的是 joyful and fruitful.
真的是很喜乐，也很丰盛。
然后我们昨天、前天有一个小型的同工退休会，回到我们最早一次用是1992年用，最后一次用是1997年用。
Okay, and then last couple of days we had a coworkers retreat and we went back to the campsite that we first used in 1992 and the last time we used it was 1997.
你看转眼21年或者至少16年过去了，
哎呀，
心里感触很多。
At least 16 years had passed by and then there was just so much thoughts.
然后我们在那里有一个非常你们都知道了哈 ,joyful and fruitful 聚会。
And then at the coworkers retreat was very喜乐还有丰盛。
那我希望我们都在主的面前，我们的这一生也是一个 joyful and fruitful life.
I hope that before the Lord, all our lives and all our days will be very 喜乐和丰盛。
真的是感谢主哈，真的是非常感谢主，他这样子爱我们，他平安喜乐要归给他所爱的人。
We really thank the Lord so much because He gives peace and joy to those who love.
因为时间很有限哈，已经到了年底了，所以今天是我讲这些人是谁的最后一讲。
So pretty soon we're at the end of this year, and then this is my last message for this series. Who are these people?
其实我很舍不得不讲，因为我还有很多人物想讲。
Actually, I still have there's still many Bible characters I want to preach about.
那我今天挑 Peter 呢，是希望给那些跟我一样很软弱的人带来一点盼望。
Today I picked Peter in order to give hope to those who are weak just like me.
圣经上很多伟大的人物，我们很羡慕他，像但以理这种几乎约瑟这种哇，一生都是像耶稣的人。
There are many great Bible characters, like Daniel and Joseph. All of their days, they live a life like Jesus.
那我很喜欢在旧约里面有个像山东老乡的约拿。
And then I really like another Bible character in the Old Testament, Jonah. He's like someone from Shandong province.
那么在新约里面有个脾气像于洪杰的彼得。
And there's a Peter in the New Testament. His temperament just like Pastor Yu.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这一类的人在圣经里面出现的时候，如果他是你的同伴，你不见得很喜欢他。
You know these Bible characters, if they are your companions, you might not like them very much.
他可能很烦人的哈。
Maybe they're very annoying.
什么事情都要争大，卖这个倚老卖老，或是要这个抢先讲话。
Because people like Peter and like Jonah, they probably become very competitive, and then they always like try to get attention.
我相信他们在彼此争伟大的时候，彼得一定在里面。
I'm sure when they were fighting to see who's the greatest, I'm sure Peter was one of them.
因为如果他真的活得像老大的话，其他人也不敢争了。
Because if he truly lived like the leader, then no one else will contend with him.
所以他为什么要去争呢？因为他是第一个被招的人。
Why is that he would fight for it? Because he was the first one being called.
啊，对不对？那个主耶稣说起来跟随我，他就起来啊，跟着他的这个兄弟起来跟随耶稣。
Because when Jesus saw him, he says, "Come and follow me," and he immediately followed Jesus.
那弟兄姊妹，我们今天要来讲彼得。好，那我特别用了一个标题，叫做“一生蒙爱，爱主一生的彼得”。
Today I gave the theme of this message: loved God and was loved by God all his life.
虽然我们对彼得好像有一点讨。侃他哈，有时候拿他开玩笑。
Sometimes we joke about Peter and mock him.
但是彼得其实非常伟大。
But actually he is great.
那尤其是在天主教里面，把彼得摆的位置那是高得不得了的。
Especially within Catholic Church, they deem Peter with such high regard.
他们不自己称他是第一任的教宗啊。
Not only that, they honor him as the first hope.
你如果到罗马去的话，那个很多的建筑、很多的雕像、很多的壁画啊、很多的这个观光圣地，都是跟彼得发生关系的。
If you visit Rome, you will see a lot of buildings, a lot of churches, and the murals and the arts and paintings. They all about Peter.
他们连彼得被捆绑的锁链也在，关的地窖也在。听说彼得这个从罗马逃出城的时候，耶稣向他显现的那个地方的拖鞋的鞋印都在。
They even kept the chains that chained Peter, or the place that he was imprisoned, even the place where he was about to be martyred, and then the footprints they kept that too.
然后，如果你走进圣彼得大教堂，好，这个梵蒂冈的圣彼得大教堂。
And then, if you visit St. Peter Cathedral in Vatican.
不要说前面大门有彼得那么大的像，里面有一个彼得的像。
Not only that, at the door there's a big painting of Peter. There's a painting inside the church too.
那彼得非常可怜，因为他的那个大雕像，他的脚当然是最低的地方，对不对？哈，是放在一个台子上面。
Actually, the statue of Peter was placed on a platform.
大家走过去，不是用手摸他的脚，就是用嘴巴亲他的脚，所以他的脚已经几乎看不到指头了，变光滑的了。
Because when people pass by the statue, they will either touch it or kiss it to a point that you cannot see the details of the toes anymore.
那几百年前，有一个神的仆人被别人带到这个圣彼得大教堂来参观的时候
Many hundred years ago, when a servant of God was brought to visit St. Peter,
他现在不仅仅是全世界几乎最宏伟，但是至少是最贵最贵的一个教堂。
Maybe it was not the greatest, the biggest church in the world, but at least it's the most expensive church in the world now.
那里面米开朗基罗的画，那些的雕像都是价值连城的，到处都是。
Because that church, it was full of the murals of Michelangelo or all these antique paintings.
所以有人带着这个神的仆人进去的时候，你看，当初教会那个彼得说金和银我都没有的现象，我们现在没有了，我们到处都是金银。
So when the servant of God was brought to visit St. Peter Church.And then the person who presented was bragging about it. See, now the church is so rich, we no longer have to say silver and gold. I have not.
我跟你讲，你只要随便找20平方尺的地方，已经够你一辈子花不完的哈。那个钱都那个太值钱了。
Because even the wealth within 20 square feet would be enough for you to spend all of your life.
但是神的仆人对他说，虽然。这个现在金和银都有，但是那个我奉拉撒勒耶稣的名叫你起来行走的力量已经没有了。
But yeah, the servant of God says, yes, today we no longer have to say that silver and gold we have not. We do have silver and gold, but we don't have the power to raise to cause a lame to walk in Jesus' name.
这个能力就是发生在彼得的身上。
Because that power happened on Peter.
当耶稣都已经升天了。
After Jesus ascended to heaven,
他们原来充满了害怕，耶稣死了，耶稣复活了，耶稣走了。
Originally, they were so afraid that after Jesus left them.
但是他们都被主改变了。
But then, at that moment, they were transformed.
所以有一天，当他经过圣殿的时候
，So one day when he was passing by the temple,
他跟约翰两个经过圣殿的美门口。
Peter and John passed through the beautiful gate.
那里有一个生来是瘸腿的人坐在那里跟人家要钱，然后眼睛看着彼得，希望彼得给他钱。
There was a beggar born lame, gazed into Peter and then hoping that Peter would give him some money.
你就发现彼得很可爱哈。
But Peter was so lovable.
他也没有忽略这个乞丐。
He did not neglect this beggar.
他就低着头也看他。
So he looked down and then returned the gaze.
他说你看我啊。
Says, look at me.
金和银我都没有。
Silver and gold I have not.
你就晓得彼得多穷。
Then you know how poor Peter was.
你们口袋至少有点钱，对不对？
At least you will have some change in the pocket,
今天身上
right?
身无分文的请举手好
吗 Please raise your hand if you are penniless.
你现在剩下的都交给我。皮包放在办公室。
Okay,
这个不是新
成员没有没有。Wallet in the office.
也放在办公室啊。所以你们来教会不奉献的。
So you don't, you come to church without bringing any money, no offerings?
故意把皮包放在办公室，真是。
So you just left your wallet in the office?
要悔改哈。
You need to repent.
他看着他，他说：“金和银我都没有。”
But yet he says, "Silver and gold I have not."
他说：“我只把我所有的给你。”
But I give you what I have.
哦，那是不得了的事情啊！
And that is something really great.
我奉拉撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
In the name of Jesus Nazareth, I call you to rise up and walk.
哦，这是这个乞丐这一辈子从来没有想到的礼物。
And this is a gift that he never imagined in his life.
立刻从地上起来，跳着赞美声，哦，跟着他们进圣殿去了。
Immediately.He got up and jumping and walking with joy and followed them to the temple.
从前瘸腿的人是不准进圣殿的。
Before, all the crippled and lame were not allowed in the temple.
不光他的病得到了医治了。
Not only that, he was healed.
他可以来到神面前了。
He was able to come before God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的彼得老兄做的事情。
And this is something done by our brother Peter.
我们不要小看他。
So don't despise him.
所以我们先看后面 C D E 哈，三四五三个点，我们再回头看神怎么样子改变这个人。
So we will look at a point of C D and E first.
主耶稣呼召彼得的时候
，When Peter was called by Jesus,
他说我要叫你得人如得鱼。
Jesus says, I will make you fishers of men.
请你们告诉我在历史上有哪一个人可以一次传福音三千个人得救。
Can you tell me anyone that would cause 5,000 people to be saved with one message?
起来讲完主的话，有五千个人信主。
After his sermon, 5,000 believe in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个人不是读过神学博士的人。
This is not a person with PhD in theology.
这个人是一生在海边打鱼的人。
This was a fisherman.
他几乎没有受过什么大的教育。
He was hardly educated.
所以主耶稣说：“起来跟随我。”
So when Jesus says, "Come and follow me."
我要叫你得人如得鱼一样。
I will make you a fisher of men.
弟兄姊妹，我们记得亚伯拉罕蒙召的时候。
We remember when Abraham was called.
神要亚伯拉罕起来承受祝福，他说：“论福，我要赐大福给你。”
God called Abraham to inherit blessings. He says, "I will give you great blessings."
第二个神说你要成为祝福，因为地上的万国要因你得福。
Second calling was that you will become a blessing. All the nations in the world will be blessed by you.
所以我们说一个任何人蒙召是为了承受祝福，是为了成为祝福。
Therefore, we say that anyone who is called is called to inherit blessings and to become a blessing.
当彼得蒙召的时候
，When Peter was called,
主说起来跟从我，这叫做承受祝福。
The Lord says, "Come, follow me," and that is to inherit a blessing.
哪一个跟随耶稣的人不能得福的呢
？Who would not receive blessing when follow Jesus?
没有一个跟随耶稣的人不会承受大的祝福。
No one who follow Jesus would not.No one who follows Jesus will not receive great blessings.
这个祝福是永恒的祝福，这个祝福是生命里的祝福，这个祝福是没有人可以比的祝福。
This is eternal blessing of life, and no one else can compare.
然后彼得蒙召的时候
，When Peter was called,
神要叫他成为别人的祝福。
And then God wants him to become a blessing for others.
你要得人如得鱼。
That you will become fisher of men.
弟兄姊妹，彼得不是只是。大王打鱼而已哈。
So Peter was not just casting nets and fish.
他连一个最小的他都不忽略，门口被人忽略的乞丐他都不随便丢弃的。
He would not even neglect a small person like the beggar by the gate.
你这是第三章的事情。那因着他在每门医治了这个瘸腿。
Because he healed this cripple.
带下来第四章，当他在这里做见证的时候，带下来了五千个人得救的故事。
So in chapter 4 of Acts, when he was preaching the gospel, he saved 5,000 people.
所以他不仅仅大批的叫人得救，他连最小的他都不轻看。
Not only that, he was able to cause great multitude to be saved, he would not even neglect a small one.
也因着他在小事上忠心，神能够把大事交给他。
And because he was able to be faithful on the small matters, God was able to entrust him with great matters.
所以千万不要觉得我一得救就要当彼得，就要当保罗，就要当 Billy Graham。
So please don't think that right after you're saved, you want to be like Peter or like Billy Graham.
你要学习在最小的事情上忠心，神才可能把大事、把大的祝福给我们。
If we learn to be faithful on the small matters, then God will be able to entrust us with great matters.
那天能够有五千个人得救，就是因为每门门口有这个人先得救。
That day, 5,000 people were able to save is because the day before, one.Beggar was saved.
彼得那天一打网能够五千个鱼进来，是因为他先没有忽略的一条小鱼。
That day when Peter cast nets, he was able to save 5,000 people. It's because he did not neglect a small person.
弟兄姊妹，我们明年希望在福音上能够往前去。
Next year, brothers and sisters, we want to advance in the gospel.
彼得就是一个很好的榜样。
And Peter is such a great.Example.
他不轻看神摆在他周围任何的灵魂。
He would not neglect any soul that God placed around him.
然后他也学习依靠圣灵。等一下我们会看到，靠着圣灵的大能，叫一批一批的人归向神。
And he was able to trust in the power of the Holy Spirit and cause multitudes of people to be saved.
然后他自己本身的见证，叫人家受吸引，这些人是跟过耶稣的。
And then he lived such a great testimony that people were able to identify these people have followed Jesus.
啊，所以接下来主在这里说到，他为主牧养群羊。
And then he became a shepherd for God's flock.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们昨天在同工交通的时候，曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过哈，就是在教会里面的服事。啊，传道人的服事，蒙召出来的服事，最艰难的就是做牧养的工作。
Yesterday at the co-workers retreat, we shared with brothers and sisters the most difficult task of being called into full-time ministry is to shepherd.
啊，我昨天引用了一个统计，是别人告诉我们的，在北美的大陆华人蒙恩出来做传道人的，有80%-90%的人打退堂鼓。
So, yesterday I gave a statistics about among Chinese full-time ministers, about 80% or 90% people back out after being called.
香港大概有45%的人。
In Hong Kong, about
超过不了五年就退下去了。
In Hong Kong, about 45% of people, they will not go through full-time ministry more than 5 years.
彼得神不仅仅呼召叫他要得人如得鱼。
Peter was not only called to be fisher of men.
当主耶稣升天之前，在提比利亚海边三次问彼得说：“你爱我吗？”
So before Jesus ascended into heaven by the sea of Tiberias, Jesus asked him, "Do you love him? Do you love me?"
他都说：“主，我爱你。”
And then 3 times he replied, "Lord, I love you."
如果爱主，就要牧养主的羊。
And the Lord says, "If you love me, you feed my sheep."
我想我们在家里面，你也一样在牧养小羊，对不对
？I'm sure at home we are also feeding and shepherding little sheep.
如果你连你家里面那一两个都很难牧养的话，你不要想到在教会里面几百个、几千个，那是很难的。
If you cannot even shepherd one or two at home, forget about shepherding hundreds of thousands at church.
但是发现彼得他这一生就是一个这么好的牧长。
And we can see that Peter was such a good elder at church.
你看彼得前书5:1-3，他是写给教会做长老的人啊，你发现他的话真是宝贵。
And in First Peter chapter 5:1-3, we see that he was writing this epistle to elders at church.
我希望这次成为我们教会，不管是做父母亲的，在教会里面做小组长的，做 leader 的，我们都要弄这些话来勉励自己啊。
These words are so precious. We hope that all of our leaders, even your leader at home, a small group at church, will be encouraged by his words.
第一节我没有念出来，因为那个纸张不够哈。他说，彼得说，我这个做长老、做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人。第二节我们一起来念，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。也不是出于贪财，乃是出于乐意；也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。所以他在这里讲到三个不是，三个乃是啊。
So here he mentioned three things that we are not, they are not, and the three things are.
不是出于勉强，不是因为贪财，不是要辖制所托付你的。
It's not by compulsion, but not for dishonest gain, and then not to lord over.
乃是要出于甘心，要出于乐意，而且是要做群羊的榜样。
But be willing and then be eagerly and also be examples of the flock.
而这一切所有的有一个最重要的根基跟最大的原则，就是要按着神的旨意来照管他们。
So all of this sum up with a foundation to do it according to the will of God.
不是为了讨好他们，也不是怕得罪他们，而是照着神的旨意。就像保罗说的，凡是出于神的，凡是与你们有益的，凡是是神的旨意，我没有一样避讳不说。
And it's not to either please the flock or to be afraid to offend them. Just as Apostle Paul says, whatever that is beneficial to you, I will not withhold it.
我读彼得书信的时候，我都很感动。刚才威廉带我们读的十二月一号的也是彼得写的哈。
And every time I read Peter's writings, I'm always moved. Like Brother William just led us to read.That is also from 1 Peter.
你看多少人在苦难中会为了彼得这句话、信心需要经过试炼、就比那 被火试炼过仍然能坏的金子还要显得更宝贵 在基督显现的时候要得到称赞荣耀尊贵哎呀我们每次都用这些话来安慰自己
So oftentimes so many people are comforted during their sufferings by the words of Peter that our faith being strengthened will be more precious than gold after testing and all the great all the honors revelation And glory be to the Lord.
你想想看，一个没有受过教育、没有受过什么教育的人，能够有这么好的文笔，这是因为他生命被神改变啊。
How can someone who was not highly educated can write something so beautiful? It's because his life has been transformed.
这是从他生命里面出来的精炼的话语啊。
Because these words are the experiences outflowing from his life.
我更佩服的就是他写到第八节，彼得前书一章八节。
And also, what I really admire is First Peter chapter 1 verse 8.
他说：“你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽然不能看见，却因为信他，就有什么说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。”
It says, "Even though you have never seen him, but you love him, and because you love him, you have this unspeakable great joy."
你以为彼得词穷了吗？
Do you think Peter was running out of words?
他终于写不出来了哈。
That he was not able to write.
但是他用了一个最漂亮的字，叫做 unspeakable joy， 就是讲不出来的喜乐，来形容这个喜乐真是入味。
But yet he used this beautiful word, unspeakable joy, to describe this joy.
有没有人可以形容喜乐比彼得形容的更好
？Who can describe joy? This joy better than Peter.
Try it. 我们中间有没有文学系毕业的？英文系毕业的请举手，好吧
？Anyone who graduated with major in English or literature?
不好意思，举手。那中文系的
？How about our Chinese literature?
哦，都不举手了，不好意思。我知道有几个嘛。
I know some of you graduated with literature degrees.
要不要接受挑战？
Are you willing to accept the challenge?
谁可以赢彼得？我真的送你一个很好的礼物。
I give you a very good prize if you can write something better than Peter.
就是你能够形容心中的喜乐，那个到位的程度比彼得写的还好的话，我真的服你。
That I will give you a great prize if you can describe this joy better than Peter.
他那个说不出来的喜乐，就把喜乐讲到最高的境界。
Because he described this joy as this unspeakable joy, the best he could do.
你看，一个属土的变成属天的啊
！This earthly person became heavenly.
一个好像没有什么在人不被尊重的、没有什么教育背景的，能够写出这样子安慰人的话。
This person who did not have much education background, not much honor, was able to write something so great.
原来是个老粗，天天跟人家争谁伟大，现在变成群羊的牧长的榜样。
He was a person used to be competitive and very fleshy, and now he became an example of all the flock.
所以不要讲到。彼得只想到他武的那一面哈，那个凶悍啊，强壮啊，能力了、啊，人家也是很柔的，很有深度的。
So whenever we think about Peter, don't just think about the rough side of him, but he's also very gentle and very, very caring.
所以这是为什么我刚刚敢开头讲说我也像彼得。
That is why at the beginning of my message I told you I'm just like Peter.
我不是只有武的凶的那一面 我们也有柔的一面、啊、有深度的一面
I don't just have the rough macho side but I'm also very gentle
然后你看第五个哈
And then fifth point
他原来是名字叫彼得是石头但是后来却成为神家的柱石
So his name was Peter. That means a small rock. But then he became a pillar.
他充满了能力，他真是神家的柱石啊。
He was full of power and really became a pillar in God's house.
这不是他自己称的，这是保罗称他的。
So he did not call himself this, but Paul did.
而且那时是在众圣徒中间称的，好，那被称为教会柱石的雅各、基法和约翰。
Because Paul says that James, Cephas, and John, who seems to be pillars.
那是在加拉太书二章九节，你们自己回家看。
This is mentioned in Galatians chapter 2, verse 9.
我随便只要挑两三个例子，做个例子讲一下哈。你看，我们看《使徒行传》第四章。
Or another place is Acts chapter 4.
二十九节到三十三节，这就是他叫每门门口的瘸子并起来行走之后。
This is after when he caused the lame at the beautiful gate to walk.
然后他们在讲道的时候，这些人就要来威胁他们，恐吓他们。
When they were preaching, they were being threatened by the multitude.
彼得根本就毫不犹豫地说，听从你们不听从神，这该不该你们自己说。
But then he immediately said without any hesitation, it is right to obey man and not God.
然后底下他就在神的面前祷告。
And then he prayed to God.
他说他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你的圣仆耶稣的名行出来。祷告完了， 聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。那许多信的人都是一心一意的，跳到三十三节，使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩啊！你就发现彼得那个时候对教会的影响，他所传的信息啊，神用神迹奇事随着他来见证所传的道。
This away from this passage, we can see Peter's influence, and he was full of power and to the church, and then how God was able to perform signs and wonders through him.
那你就算我们从来没有祷告完，地震动好了。
Let's say that the earth never shook after we prayed.
那么至少应该要有神迹奇事随着我们。
But at least there should be signs and wonders following us.
那就算没有神迹奇事随着我们
，Say there's no signs and wonders.
那教会真正同心为着神家的复兴祷告的时候，我们应该常被圣灵充满。
But when church in one accord pray for the revival of the church, we ought to be filled with the Holy Spirit often.
或是众人都能够在主的面前放胆的传讲神的道。
Or that we can preach and share God's words with boldness.
或是叫众人都在聚会的里面大蒙恩，你发现这些现象今天在教会里面都失落了。
Or we shall see great grace among them all, but today we don't see these phenomena anymore.
今天来到神家，我们常常都是软弱叹息啊，立志行善，由得我行出来，由不得我。
Today, oftentimes when we come to church of God, and we are weak and full of sighing, and says that it is up to us to will, but not for us to carry out.
但是你看见初期教会彼得他们那个时候为首所带领的教会复兴，真的是让我们羡慕，不敢随便轻看这样子的人哈。
But today, as we look back to see churches in the first century, we dare not to despise such people.
我们再看第五章十二节到十六节。
Let's turn to chapter 5 of Acts.
那你说到其余的人，没有人敢贴近他们，百姓却尊重他们，信而归主的人越发天真。连男带女很多，甚至有人将病人抬到街上。这个《使徒行传》第五章十二节到十六节哈。
Acts chapter 5 verse 12 through 15。
甚至有人将病人抬到街上，放在床上啊，或是褥子上，指望彼得过来的时候，或者得他的影儿照在什么人身上。你就发现彼得那个时候的能力在他身上简直是无法抗拒的。
You can see that the power on Peter was irresistible at that time.
连彼得走出去的时候，人家就赶快把病人抬出来放在路边，希望彼得走过去，没有空为他祷告，连影子照着他都希望他能够得到医治的。
So at that time, when people heard that Peter was out walking, they would bring their sick people out on the street, hoping that his shadow would pass the people.
所以，当我们读这些经文的话，我们会发现神这样子的用彼得。
When we see these passages, we see how greatly God was using Peter.
神彼得怎么可能会被用到这样子的程度哈
？How could Peter be used by to such an extent？
如果没有发生这样子的事情，就没有人会做这样子的事，对不对
？If nothing happened like that, then no one would
但是彼得走过去的时候，很多人因为他走过去，连病都得到医治了。
I'm sure when Peter passed by, and then the shadow fall on people, and then they will get saved.
16节，还有许多人带着病人和被巫鬼缠磨的，从耶路撒冷四围的城邑来，全都得了医治。
And then verse 16 says, a great multitude gathered from surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bring sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirit, and they were all healed.
到了第九章
，and then chapter 9.
他在多加附近，在约帕那里这个住的时候
，when he was living in Joppa.
有一个主的使女，她是一个非常帮助穷人、管行善事的一个人，叫多加。
And there was a maiden of the Lord, her name was Dorcas.
或是大比大啊，那么她死掉了。
And then she died.
很多的妇女都很舍不得她，为她哀哭。
A lot of women were weeping for her.
但是他们听见彼得就在附近，就把彼得找来了。
And then when they heard Peter was nearby, they called for Peter.
没有想到彼得进了房间，为他祷告，叫他起来。这个人居然从死里面起来了。
Peter entered the room and then prayed for the woman and then called her to rise up and then she did.
那这件事情就传遍了约帕，就有许多人信了耶稣。
And this news spread around Joppa and a lot of people believed.
到了《使徒行传》第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
当他到哥尼流家去讲道的时候。
When he went to the house of Corinthians.
彼得还在讲道，还在说话的时候
，While Peter was still speaking,
圣灵一下子降在所有听到的人身上。
All of a sudden, Holy Spirit fell on everyone who was listening to him.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个彼得的能力，我们常常很忽略他哈。
We oftentimes neglect the power of Peter.
然后最后希律王想要杀他。
Finally, when King Herod wanted to kill him,
因为他们杀了雅各以后，发现百姓们很高兴。
Because after he
再杀一个
，after they killed James, they feel that it pleases Peter, the people, so they wanted to kill one more.
所以到了第十章，他们把彼得抓来了。
So chapter 10, they arrested Peter.
你到罗马去的时候，这个彼得跟保罗曾经被关在的监狱里面，他们一定会带你们去看啊。
If you visit city of Rome, they will bring you to visit the dungeon, the prison that they imprisoned Peter and Paul.
那个是彼得的后期，彼得的早期在叙利王这边的时候，还在耶路撒冷这里的时候，叙利王也要杀他。
But that was later on. But earlier on, when it was still King Herod's time, that he wanted to kill Peter.
把他关在监狱里面。
So they imprisoned Peter.
然后。派的四班的兵丁，每一班兵丁有四个人看守他。换句话说，用十六个兵看他彼得一个人。
So altogether, they sent 16 soldiers to take shift to guard Peter.
但是那天众人在为彼得祷告的时候
，That day when people were praying for Peter,
神差遣天使进到牢房里面把彼得给救出来。
God sent an angel into the dungeon, into the prison to bring Peter out.
请问天使来找彼得的时候，彼得正在干嘛
？Do you remember what Peter was doing when Angel came to him.
保罗跟希拉被关在监狱里面的时候，上了木狗，被打得遍体鳞伤。他们半夜祷告、唱诗、赞美神，对不对
？When Paul and Silas were imprisoned and then they were chained, in the middle of the night, they were singing praises to God.
他们赞美神，这个地震动，锁链脱落，监门开了。
After they been beaten, they sing praises to God, and then the prison door opened.
但是彼得被抓，第二天要来办他的时候，天使来找他，他在干嘛
？But what was Peter doing when angel came to free him and he was about to be executed the next day?
他在干嘛？睡觉。
He was sleeping.
而且不是浅睡，睡得熟得不得了，天使得拍他肋旁才拍起来。
He was in deep sleep that the angel had to pat to touch his.Side to wake him up.
你们读圣经大概不会有我这种好奇心。我在想，为什么不拍他肩膀，要拍他肋旁，那多痒哈。
I wonder if you have the same curiosity as me. I wonder why he didn't pat his shoulder, but side. It was kind of itchy.
表示他睡得非常 relaxed.
Maybe he was very relaxed like this.
所以天使来的时候拍他肋旁，要拍把他叫醒，说赶快起来。
So angel had to come and then pat his side to wake him up.
你知道彼得圣经上记载彼得睡觉一共记载几次
？Do you remember how many times the scripture recorded that Peter was sleeping？
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话， 就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。